Today, we're asking, is Resurrection F a better movie than Battle of Gods?
No.
Dotto.
It is not a better movie.
I'm not messing with you. So listen, we've discussed this. We've discussed this a lot. We don't want to. Look, we know people disagree with the Battle of Gods take. In fact, we don't know how bad people disagree because we just haven't gotten our hands on all the data yet. It's pretty far reaching over the internet. I think I saw a few hate threads for you and me, unfortunately. They were, I don't know why they had to say that thing about my, whatever. Can I rip the Band-Aid off? Is this too early to say?
How you been today, man?
Okay, thank you for stopping me. I do want to enjoy this a little bit. I've been okay. You know, I'm feeling a little tired, a little sluggish.
That was a great one, Dotto. Especially for your audio listeners, this is President Nano. What's up for the video? What's up, video? You can tell I'm not back there in a chair. Dotto's not here. All those things. Dotto is traveling from Japan back to the state on the day that we react to Daima. Obviously, traveling across, even if it was just for a vacation or anything, just traveling across the world, multi-hour time zone differences, all of that insanity to even remotely try to set up and do a podcast and do a reaction. So that's why you're getting ROF right now. We'll be back to your normally scheduled content within 1 or 2 weeks, but wanted to drop a special one here, which is a reaction to ROF. So in case you are a deep key moments head, like where is our Daima discussion this week? It's because Dotto is moving. So there you go. That's why you're seeing this. Anyway, wait, what was Dotto saying?
We should watch Lord Slug too. I mean, we're close enough, but I've been down, you know, I've been better, but it's fine. You know, I'm chilling. What about you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, me too.
I am scared of what might transcend in this podcast, this video right now that you're watching, which if you are watching, why haven't you subscribed yet? If you're watching on YouTube and followed us and left a rating and left a like, and you can watch our reaction to Resurrection F as well as Battle of Gods available right now at patreon.com/keymoments, or if you're on YouTube, you can click the join button down below.
Oh, brother, are they going to plug this every podcast?
They are, because you guys help support the podcast, make things like Dotto, he's right here.
Hi, I am actually. This costs a lot of money.
This is crazy.
It is, dude. Now, granted, we did try to look into the CG option. We kind of, you know, we hit our own revival of Frieza. We were looking at CG pretty heavily.
We were
going
to wear Apple Vision Pros.
Yeah. But sadly, a little too expensive.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
Yeah, technology's not quite there yet.
Soon.
But who knows if the key moment budget keeps getting bigger, which at this rate, you know, it's looking up. We're right here, and we're short plugs. We keep them nice and brief, you know.
If you do want to check it out,
oh brother,
here's all this stuff you'll get brother. As well.
No, you just
now, Dotto, really quick, they can watch our Dragon Ball Daima reactions as well as us playing exclusive games.
Whoa,
that was nice.
Back. Look at that pitch back. Oh, dude.
Bonus podcasts.
Whoa. Just shut up. I'm trying to get my coffee in the break room and go.
More bonus podcasts.
Whoa. Have you ever done anything while we were reacting to an episode of Dragon Ball Z?
There was.
Be honest.
And reactions to things like Dragon Ball Evolution 2.
What?
They can see all of this by becoming a key member by clicking join on YouTube or just going to patreon.com/key moments. Link down in the description if you're on YouTube to support the podcast and see all those cool things. Thank you so much for being key members.
So Dotto,
is this a real done?
To ask the question that I said just a few minutes ago, is it better? And I want to preface as we go through this, and we've talked multiple times in length about how much we understand Battle of the Gods did.
they ain't. This is like they're not gonna let you hit, bro. Of Dragon Ball podcast, they ain't gonna forgive you, bro. But ain't gonna move on.
I can totally recognize when something is doing a lot for the series. I can recognize that, and we've recognized that in many an episode.
Okay,
but a lot of the time when we're approaching this, and maybe some of you guys get high entertainment value out of that stuff, but when it is a setup, it's more of a setup situation, it very much so is more of a first time watch, and then it's maybe not a second time watch. It's kind of what I say, and I know a lot of people got mad at me for saying this, But Superheroes intro, with all the setup of really trying to connect the dots and make everything that's about Transcend and Superhero make sense that first time to give you all of the elements you need to know going into the rest of the film, is fine. But when you're watching it a second or third time, it's kind of like, press the fast forward button. And I know some of you guys call me blasphemy about that, but bro, that sequence and that car do be a little slow, and I already know all the info I need to know, so like, let's move a little forward to Pan and Piccolo, you know?
Well, at least in that situation, they're introducing new characters to the film that are important to the film and its story. My big problem with Battle of Gods is not necessarily the time they spend on Beerus and Whis, although I have said that those characters are so ingrained now that the film, it does kind of feel weird. But my problem is... because
the film did such a good job of ingraining them, though.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. But my problem is that the film takes place after a real-life delay in Dragon Ball, so they are specifically showing every single Dragon Ball character.
Every character needs a
line. Giving them multiple lines to be like, oh, Goku, you're always like this. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, come on, don't be like that. Ox King. It's like, okay. Yeah, so in the Dragon Ball world, like in, again, the way we are rating these movies, the way we've described it, pulling a movie off a shelf and being like, which Dragon Ball movie do I want to watch? That one's a little more entertaining. This Battle of Gods, like, dude, I don't. Like, I'm seeing these characters every day.
When I inevitably rewatch Battle of Gods at some point, probably, I mean, I will at some point in my life, I think. I've now rewatched it at least a second time or a first time for a technical rewatch. I will just go ahead. I might watch the intro sequence with Whis and Beerus. I will then skip to Rage Vegeta and then let the movie finish.
Damn, not right over the Goku fight on King Kai's planet?
Yeah, man. Goku's fight on King Kai's planet.
Oh, that was one of the fights we gave the wiki, bro. We gave that to them.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a fight, but like,
The difference, I mean, this shows how blessed we truly are. The difference in Superheroes intro versus Battle of Gods intro. I mean, Superheroes intro makes Battle of Gods look like it's from a poverty franchise.
By the way, when I say Superheroes intro, I am referring to...
Dude, you're talking about Dr. Hedo.
I'm talking about when we're actually in the CG. I'm not talking about that. Like,
It's good you said that, bro.
Best animated sequences of Dragon Ball ever.
Somebody probably cooked you and they're like, damn it. Now they're sheathing their comment right now.
Anyway, no, obviously I'm not talking about the incredibly well animated sequence at the very, 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 very beginning. I'm talking about the actual intro sequence of Superhero.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get like controversial, I guess I was going to say something just to be blasphemous. I was going to say I would have rather them with that time maybe animated some of the newer characters in that style just because it looks so good. But to be honest, I don't actually think that, because getting... This is a crazy brain rot take, but it was nice to get some new like Twitter GIFs from like, cause like the Super Saiyan Vegeta, like the thumbs up, the Goku power up. I'm like in the and the Goku swirling on the Nimbus through the Red Ribbon Army base. Some of the best Dragon Ball GIFs of all time are from that first little 5 minutes. Might be the only film that can compete with Tree of Might. For the amount of Twitter GIFs you'll see on the website.
The Tree of Might contributed so much.
Was before its time. People didn't know, but they were watching that movie going, I'm going to use these somewhere. I don't know where, why, but...
Sorry to go back just a little bit, but one thing we did not mention, I do think is important to mention, and this one specifically, is because it was reaction to a movie, we also did a bit of a bonus podcast section that you can also get by being a key member.
You brought it back to a plug?
I'm sorry.
And we said we were going to keep it short.
I felt like...
And then we did a sizzle reel.
I know, but it was a short sizzle reel. I hated to do that, but also I just wanted you to be aware. Also, too, I'll be honest. Can I be vulnerable for a second?
Yeah.
I'm really bad about supporting people on Patreon and then not using it. And I just watch their public-facing stuff.
Oh.
I'm really bad about doing that. So if you're like me and you do that, just letting you know, there is an extended version of this podcast you are watching that is exclusive for key members. So
anyway. Yeah, we cut a little. I mean, it has nothing to do with the movie.
No. We didn't.
So that, just so people know that. But I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, I did derail. I just
remembered it's fine.
We sat there and we talked all that time, and I want to make sure people knew.
Yeah, it's gone. I was going to make such a poignant thought. It was about the state of Dragon Ball and how, honestly, I was going to fix the U.S. economy. I had connected all the dots. I had it all. I saw all the world's problems on my hands. And
this movie was better than I remembered.
Which means
what? What are you trying to get at?
So it was better than you remembered, and it's better than
we did. Like almost a year ago at this point, we did a full on, let's see if we can rate these movies on memory. And Dotto and I won't speak so much for Dotto. He can chime in on this.
Thank you.
I really don't rewatch much stuff, right? I will occasionally put in some Dragon Ball films, but my go-tos are the two cooler films, original Z Broly, and then the new DBS films. Those are pretty much... Those, like, if I'm trying to put in a Dragon Ball movie, those are the ones I go to. All the rest, typically off the table. Like, Tree of Might, hadn't seen that until we did a rewatch of it, et cetera, et cetera. So we did that list based on purely on memory. My only time of seeing this film was theaters.
It was raw feelings, yeah.
In 2015.
Like, raw feelings, purely, like, easily manipulated by public opinion on Twitter.
100%.
Or like just stuff that, like, jokes that we've made and that have spun off and yada yada.
And it is easy to have your own memory and then someone go, dude, yeah, it's trash. And then they start like listing maybe the reasons it's trash and you're like, damn, okay, yeah.
Based.
And then you watch it and you go, hang on, wait a minute. Like
one example I'll say is I remember, I don't know where I got this. This is probably a mix of online negative thoughts that I had about it. And then other stuff. But I purely remember the I can rewind time being complete, like utter, like
I thought that was a shock.
Like just like end. I can rewind time. Like, what the fuck? Why would you never tell us that before?
Yes.
But no, it's literally we says it at the beginning of the movie. Like, well, when Beerus does that, usually I just rewind time.
Beerus destroyed two suns. And they were like, wait, do gods have the ability to create suns? And he's like, oh no, I just rewinded time.
Yeah. So it made the moment at the end way less bullshit for me because we know he can do it now.
Yeah.
So it's not really anything too crazy. Now, should they have introduced that into the world? Probably not. I don't think we need to.
It was to teach Goku a lesson.
I don't think we need to take that much tension out of the world when Beerus and Whis are around. But yeah, it was. I remember it being like, okay, like that would have been like.
No, I do too. And that's how I felt about it since then.
Yeah, me too.
And it's very possible that Tyler almost 10 years ago was sitting in that theater and definitely missed we saying that. It's very possible that
I'm going to give us some more credit and say that we heard it. But just like, who, I don't know. It's in passing comment. I was probably more focused on the fact that I was in a Dragon Ball movie.
I mean, yeah, I too was also still baffled because before, again, this is before the series is back on.
Yes. No, this is still like, wow, I can't believe it.
I can't believe Dragon Ball's back. What?
Maybe not like, and wow, like, at this moment in the film, you're still thinking about how you just saw Frieza again.
Yeah, and Frieza's back.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck? Which, again, and I said this for Battle of Gods, I'm going to keep it consistent. The one big thing working for this movie back then was that it was bringing back Frieza, no matter how you felt about it. But now, Frieza is basically
part of the Z Squad,
the antagonist of the Dragon Ball franchise. Like, not one of them, not the biggest, but he is literally a current, ongoing antagonist right now in the canon.
Well, yeah, in the manga.
Yes. But like in the Tournament of Power, he was still like an antagonistic force. He's been here.
Yes, that's true.
Both in the current anime and now in the manga, if you read it.
Because you hear what I said.
What'd you say?
Part of the Z Squad is what I said.
Oh, he's part of it now?
I mean, he was in the Tournament of Power, yes. Yeah, he kind of was. In the last animated sequence of Dragon Ball, yes.
Yeah, he kind of was. So he's like...
Oh, I guess that doesn't make sense because of Broly, but...
So part of the aura, he was also in Broly, and he's like an antagonistic force there. So part of the aura of just Frieza being back on screen is definitely gone. But the reason it works in this film more is that it's not just a reunion film. You will if you watch Battle of Gods and watch Rival of Frieza, you will see the difference that just having Battle of Gods, like, damn, it's been 10 years or something since these characters have been on screen. We got to do all the yapping. And
if you don't include Kai, it would have been like 25 years.
What about with Kai, though?
Well, with Kai, Kai wasn't even finished until after Battle of Gods was out. Oh,
yeah, technically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess with no Kai, it's ridiculous.
But Kai, I don't think you count Kai because Kai's just a retelling of the story we already know.
I think it's like new story. Or like when, since Yogi, Son Goku and Friends. When was that?
I just remember most people not counting any of that shit. So I guess if you even counted just the Americanized version of things, it had been since 2005. So
which is pretty, still, 8 years. That's a really long time.
So 8 years.
But, well, I say that. Isn't it kind of, I say this all the time on this podcast. If something was 8 years now, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's been a little bit, but we back now. But back then, as a kid, I was like, holy shit. This is like bringing back a fossil.
I mean, we are literally in a time where besides Daima, Super's been off air for 6.5 years.
And it's like, bro, remember Super? Yeah, I hope they bring that back soon. Dude, it's like I literally don't. It's not even phased. Now, imagine if they do a Super movie right now. And this is what, bro, I'm going to, every time I got a spinoff, because this is like the most wild shit in the human existence for me. If Super were to come back right now, like literally 8 years later, so give it a year and a half, which is what me and you say, casual as fuck, is like 2 years, I could see it. That would be tying the 8 years, like you said. And I'd be like, it's good to be back. But would I want them to be like, oh, dun, 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 dun. Like, I don't need it to be emotional. Like, I really don't. It's like, it's fine, guys.
We're just back.
Pick up,
let's go.
I don't need it to be super emotional or anything. It's only been 8 years.
Yeah.
Back then, I was like, oh my God. No.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be, well, also, I guess, to be fair, we've had Broly and Superhero. Oh, yeah, so true. And then we also have Daima. So it's like.
That is true.
It's not as drought-ish as it might seem or as it once was, I guess. It's just that, I don't know, we're just in an era where I feel like, why haven't they just, like, they're like, well, the team's busy with One Piece. Dude, it's fucking Dragon Ball. Hire an entire, like, we need some more animators out there in the world.
We do say that, and I am biased as fuck to agree with you and say base, and I'd say, like, let's just cancel fucking One Piece, bro, who cares? But I wonder if they're just like, dude, it's fucking One Piece. Like, we have to... But
they're big enough deal. Have a team that is doing One Piece and have a team that is doing Dragon Ball.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was the business exec, I'd keep them both running.
Yeah.
Now, granted.
Why can't two kings exist?
You know? I'd probably stifle a lot of it. But what about the budget for everything else?
Everything else.
Cancel everything.
Yeah,
let's Dragon Ball One Piece, man. No, like,
now, great.
What else is there?
If I was in charge, One Piece ain't looking too sick. Nah, I'm kidding. They probably make a good amount of money over there. But hey, listen, man, that's just the bias. Anyway, the passage of time quickening as you age aside, I'll just say it. I'll rip the bandaid off. I do, unfortunately, think this was better than Battle of Gods in terms of being an enjoyable experience to watch.
As far as what would I currently, like, if we were going to sit here and it was like, Dotto, we got to rewatch a movie.
I would
pick Battle of Gods or pick Resurrection.
I'd be pissed. Well, because honestly,
Battle of Gods is just, it is really good as a first viewing. And I think a lot of you guys right now that are commenting about that have not went back and rewatched it. And I would advise that you rewatch it.
Battle of Gods is lore dense,
yes.
But Revival of Frieza is. I will say this. While I would pick Revival of Frieza, I can admit that for like a more hardcore Dragon Ball fan, there is almost nothing to this film to like really latch your brain onto to really like seek nourishment in. I guess what you could find this. You could think but I feel like this is grasping at straws. There's Ultra Instinct foreshadowing a little bit. There's information that there's something that Beerus has not learned that Whis has. There's the fact that Whis is training Goku and Vegeta. Frieza has a very like high skill ceiling that he just hasn't tried for. Like what other like I'm talking like videos that Dragon Ball fans would love to make. What is Goku and Vegeta going to do after Whis trains them? Skills that Beerus hasn't learned? What is this moving without feeling? How strong is Whis? Frieza never trained, and he's training now, and he's on the level of Super Saiyan gods. How strong is he? Like, what else is that? Battle of Gods is like, who is Beerus? Who is Whis? There's this many universes. How the fuck Beerus did this? Beerus ordered the destruction of Planet Vegeta?
So I'm on the wiki.
Yep.
Here's the summary for Battle of Gods, okay?
Yes. Okay. Still going? Still going? Still going, still going, still going. And now we're in the timeline placement.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Here's the Resurrection F one.
Oof. It's like three scrolls. And that, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And that's what I think a lot of fans, which granted, I also have to understand that a lot of you guys that are even seeking out a podcast like this or clicking on a video like this, you care a lot. And we care quite a bit as well. But
a little, I'll definitely say not as much as like people like a Geekdom type or a Carthus Dojo.
I could
see them watching this movie and being like, oh, dude, what the, like, Carthus Dojo ain't making no fucking shorts on Revival of Frieza other than power scaling Frieza, Goku, Vegeta, and maybe Whis. Like, you can talk about the depth of that, but the in-depth lore motherfuckers, they probably were eating in Battle of Gods.
And that's truly where I think a lot of you guys, why you guys like Battle of Gods so much. But I also have to add, we've had this conversation a lot. And I think there's enough to eat for every type of person from the fandom. But for me and all my friends growing up, we all just care. Like, it's a battle anime.
Yes.
I like the character moments. I don't need it to be constant punching. Like, we actually talked about this in the reaction, or we talked about it. But I feel like they were doing a really good job with the Goku Frieza fight of some punches, and then some conversation. And like, breaking that apart, there is none of that really in Battle of Gods, period, until Goku and Beerus start fighting. But then it was like they weren't even fighting. It was like almost nothing.
It wasn't.
It was just so much stopping and just talking.
They were barely fighting. It looked ugly. Like, at least 25% of the shots were just not up.
That's also what was so crazy. Why didn't it look better?
I don't know. But look, like, we don't try to hide it. This is a meathead ass Dragon Ball podcast.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I love all that stuff too. Like, during the reaction to Battle of Gods, I was like, oh, that's cool. And oh, that is like a pretty big, interesting part, and like, yada yada this. But at the same time, you can do that without boring the absolute shit out of me. Like, Broly's intro, I get that it's old lore.
We come back to this so much, but go ahead.
Broly's intro is old lore, so it's not like new things to chew, but it's like interesting to see the Saiyans planet. It's interesting to see King Vegeta in the 100%. Pod of all the baby room. It's interesting to see like the Saiyans working and stuff like on that. And just to see other Saiyans and how Paragus worked in society and like being in the throne room again. And Frieza showing up with all the old guys and being like, hello, monkeys, and all the good stuff. It's interesting. Again, it's not new to chew on because we kind of get it already, but it's like, it's more, again, it's topics that everybody's going to talk about forever anyway. So it's new visuals for that topic. And then also we get Broly. We get a new planet with like Ba and shit like that. And Broly survival. You get Broly, who you can discuss with all the time. Chi-Li and stuff. Some new characters that are fun and funny. So there is a lot more to chew on there mentally as well. But it's also not fucking boring for 50 minutes now.
Can I contradict myself just a little bit then?
Okay.
So there are aspects of the intro to Superhero that I do enjoy because I do find the Red Ribbon Army interesting. And seeing the panel of like what is clearly 21 or whatever her actual name is, you know, being Jiro's wife and 16 or what 16's model after is mom and stuff like that. Like, that stuff is very interesting. Like, I think really what I'm saying, I enjoy when they're in the office.
Yes.
The office moment's fine. I just think, again, because I have rewatched the sequence on top of seeing it in the theater, which is now 2 years old. It's the car sequence that is slow.
It is very, and I know what you mean. That car sequence is slow as hell. It's also pretty boring.
So on that note, with Battle of Gods, it's that in between. It's after we've met Beerus and Whis. It's all that in between that I don't know.
I've said this multiple times, but the truth is it doesn't make for an entertaining movie in a series where if anything I want from Battle of Gods has been set up and expanded on in Super. So the brain chewing aspect of the film, this is what I mean that people didn't get by, what do you mean the series is taken away? The film gave your brain a lot to hype, like think about, make hypothetical situations of, think about how the universe can expand and how Goku and Vegeta can play around. But Super has done that with more like concrete stuff. So your brain, I can just go watch Super for that stuff without the boring reunion stuff and without the 5-minute fight that looks pretty bad. So the only thing I can get there is both seeing their introductions and that. Admittedly, Battle of Gods has done that the best which is shown by the fact that everything the series is about now is built off of the Battle of Gods movie.
Yes.
Like, even for me, the superhero movie, Red Ribbon Army stuff is so played out. It's like, okay, androids, yep. Rebuilding Cell. That was the interesting stuff when they were rebuilding Cell. But that stuff is all, like, pretty in movie. But it gives you something to do. Like, Cell Max wasn't complete. You can make, like, chew on that. Like, oh, Beast go on, yada. Orange Piccolo, yada. Power of the God, what the fuck? You know, stuff like that. You at least get that. But for me, the Red Ribbon Army stuff, outside of seeing the family and stuff, was pretty cool. But yes, Battle of Gods did that really great. But unfortunately, with Super being available, if I want to think about, like, in Battle of Gods, there's so many other universes. In Super, I'm like, so these are the kind of universes. These are the contestants they enter in the Tournament of Power. What other, like, what else does that probably look like? Here's some shots we see from the reaction. How's Universe 4 looking? Like, Universe 6, the Saiyans, we know how their economy works now. We know how, like, Frost has been over there, like, privateering and doing all that. Like, my brain can get so much more out of one 10-episode run of Super than Battle of Gods right now. Because what it does is, like, you know, there's more universes. What the fuck? Here's the universes. Beerus has got destruction. How strong is he? Here's all the gods. Here's what they represent. Here's what they do. Here's what happens when a god becomes, like, somebody becomes a god of destruction. It's like, okay, my what I care about has been answered. Revival of Frieza, while there is nothing here to look at, it is just like, all right, here's my gremlins. Here's me. We're going to fight. And so at least you get that. Even though I think we both agree, like, this movie also has a bit of the ugly in it.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you look at what, you know, even the old films looked like versus with this. It's just, I don't know. It kind of blows me away at how often this movie doesn't look necessarily like a movie.
I guess I do wonder why that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of you guys can let us know. We are not, that is not, I've never even pretended to know anything about animation.
And I'm not even saying animation, because animation, but I know artist Twitter gets crazy about this, but animation is like the movement and like the things, but like, why in movies, like, this is a big budget movie that they're marketing doing well.
Like, it's like a solo frame.
There's a shot of Frieza standing, and we're going to hold on that for, and I know it sounds crazy, but in a movie, it's a big deal. If we're going to hold on a shot for 5 seconds
or 10 seconds
and it's just the character standing, why can it not look good? Like, yeah. Why is it like a rushed anime episode job? Like, why can't we draw it better? Like, literally draw, like, again, I know it's not the same, but right now I could DM Crimson to draw me a Frieza at that angle standing, just standing. And he could probably get it to me by the end of today. Obviously, you know, depending on what he has to do. And obviously he'd probably charge more for a movie, yada, yada. I get it. But I'm just trying to draw the comparison. It is one Frieza. Clean it up a little. Like, we can clean the shot up a little. Like, that's all I'm saying. If it's going to hold. If you want to do it in stuff, whatever. But if it's going to hold on it and we're talking over it, why not look good? Why not look good?
Yeah. Yeah, like, if it's a random in-between frame that's on screen for like half a second, then sure. But if it's something that is going to quite literally be in the entire, like, 8-second rule.
If you're going
film.
To hold on it, yes. Yeah. Like, I will never understand that. Even in anime episodes, honestly, it bugs me. Because, like, dude, we're holding the shot on this. I'd rather hold the shot on, like, something else than. Like, can we why not reuse another shot that was better and just hold on an element of that? Like, if they drew a Goku and they used the full face and we need to hold on something, why don't we just zoom in on Goku's, like, eye and nose? Instead of the ugly looking Frieza, because he literally,
yeah, no, I remember the frame.
Yeah, we both know exactly which one. Because I was like, ew, what the fuck? But yeah.
So Resurrection F released in the States, at least on August 4th of 2015. It released on April 18th of 2015 in Japan. So this film is 9 years old. That's so crazy.
What was the difference from Japan and U.S.?
Japan released on April 18th and U.S. released on August 4th.
Damn. Wait. Oh, wait, is that 1 month? Wait, I'm so bad at fucking months unless I go up.
April, May, June, July, yeah. August.
That's fucking crazy.
So 4 months.
That is a long ass time. That's too long. Honestly, that sucks. I hate when that happens.
I mean, yeah, we live in an era with the internet. Whatever happened to that film is going to be spoiled, probably going to be on YouTube. Like,
I'm pretty sure I did watch it on YouTube, like,
I just don't, I don't get why we keep doing that. It needs to be a simulcast. Like, it needs to release everywhere. Like,
well, I mean, this was what year?
2015. But it doesn't matter. Superhero did it in 2022.
No, I agree.
Broly did it.
Yeah, no, nowadays it's almost
that
like,
is still maybe the most OD thing that I've ever experienced.
What really bugs me is simul dub. I wish that could be a thing for Dragon Ball, man. Like, My Hero Academia,
it's gonna be for
got,
it's gonna be right
for Daima.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm super happy about that because I love watching Dragon Ball in English. But also, I'm the kind of person that
yeah, you're not.
Gonna am wait. I gonna plug my ears and be like for fucking like 7 months, dude, so I could hear it in a different language? No, I'm just gonna watch it in Japanese. What is this? Is this a Broly movie poster? Oh, you have your red carpet ticket?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks for flexing on me, man. I didn't
get
that
to go to this literally shit. The thing I'm probably the most proud of from being doing this YouTube thing.
Honestly, it should be. It's a.
It got ruined by TSA, but
I was gonna say, do you like it better that it's a little crumpled up, or does it show character?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me. So here is my. I can probably.
Damn, that is so cool. Yeah. I bet nobody sells those online too, so I can't even get one.
I mean, there'd barely be like 300 of them in existence. People even still kept all of them.
Damn.
So what I'm holding, especially if you're an audio listener, is my Dragon Ball Super Broly actual ticket that got me into the TCL Chinese Theater in LA to actually get to see Broly at the same time in the States as everyone watching in Japan. So this wouldn't go on. Broly, I don't think, released until January 19th. That still is closer than Superhero, though.
Dude, I can't even talk about Broly with you because I'm over here like, oh, yeah, it was a great film and no bias. Bro, you are biased as fuck. You could have seen fucking Battle of Gods with that experience, and I bet you would have been like, that was the best ever.
Yeah, January 16th of 2019. It released on December, technically, it was the 14th in Japan. No, this has nothing to do with it.
It would have been awesome. Bro, it's fucking Broly. That is such a lucky life experience. It is Broly, but that is the best film. And you got to watch it in that experience. You got to see the God beat down with Broly, and you got to see Gogeta Blue. Oh my God, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah. At the same time as everyone in Japan.
I would pay like, I'm not even joking. I would pay like 30K if a time traveler offered me to be able to go back and do that.
Would you pay what?
Like 30K, dude. That's a big life. That's crazy.
Let me go to December 13th of 2018 on my iPhone really quick. Can I flex a little more on you really fast?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I remember, you know what I was doing that day? I was watching the fucking red carpet event on YouTube.
God, were damn, you?
I was in the fucking chat room. You were in the front row watching the movie. Yeah, make it make sense, bro. Make it make sense. Oh, brother, he's pulling up the video.
I'll give Tusty this.
He's recording.
Do you see who that is in front of me?
That's Chris Sabat.
Yep.
And I can't see who the other guy is, but I think I've seen this. You've tweeted it or shown me before.
But basically, it's just Chris Sabat coming on to be like, "Hey, don't record anything, please. Like, you're here." But that was the cool thing too, is even though we watched it before everyone else, in the States, we got to watch the dub. We didn't watch the sub, so we got to watch the dub.
What'd he say?
Are you ready to see this? He basically talked in Vegeta voice. Anyway.
God damn, bro. I'm jealous of that. That's probably never going to happen again.
Probably not. Shout out
to you guys, bro. You really got the Dragon Ball YouTube game. You did all that. Y'all made sure to pull the ladder right up with you, huh? Y'all pulled the ladder right up after you guys. Thanks so much for that, man. You know, there's some Dragon Ball YouTubers didn't come around until after that. I'm just saying, man. God damn it. Broly was 2016?
2018.
Oh, 2018. That sounds about more right, because I was like...
It was the same year Fighters came out. It was the end of the year that Fighters came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was such a cool experience, and also crazy that this movie came out so close between the U.S. release and the Japan release. It was barely over 30 days. That was it. But then with Superhero, where they were way more like
Gotta keep this all together.
Barely over 30 days is still too fucking long.
No, it needs to be same day. It needs to be same day.
Yes, dude. Holy shit. You have, damn. And for most people, dude, they weren't like, I was probably in calls with Ryan and he was probably like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. Probably. Yeah. And then I'm just in there like fucking Homelander in the theater, bro. With my eyes glazing over. Holy shit. That is too cool, man.
Yeah. So
God damn it. God damn. That is so cool.
Anyway, back to some facts about ROF here. Is there anything you want to specifically talk about?
There's not a lot to talk about. We can just break it down to major events. Really.
Yeah, we have mostly just been comparing the films, which was kind of one of
this whole point. I mean, there's not really a lot.
Super deep moment to address this. We are doing a Dragon Ball Z rewatch. We only did these two films because they've been such a controversial topic on our podcast. That's why we jumped to these. This isn't like, oh, well, they jump from Namek Saga to Resurrection F.
We met Frieza, you know.
But it was kind of cool. Watching this film in the midst of that, and there were some definite callbacks to stuff that we are literally in the middle of in the series right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm just now realizing? This, I know we talked about how my memory had been altered by the anime a little more with the Battle of Gods, but I think my memory was altered more by this because Tagoma, the purple guy, I literally thought that Ginyu body swapping with him was like what happened in the movie. Yeah, but he actually dies getting sucked out of the ship. Which is like 2 seconds in.
I need to rewatch these arcs.
More than anything, I now am realizing that I need to rewatch these arcs because honestly, Super's animation was pretty inconsistent and bad for a while. So I did take multiple multi-week breaks. I can
sit here and confirm I've not seen all the episodes of either of those arcs.
I don't think I have either.
I definitely skipped some episodes. I was like, still recapping
Battle
it.
Battle of Gods was bad.
Yeah.
And this was probably like whatever. But and I remember
then when we got to U6 versus U7, I was like, locked in, weekly, let's go.
That is finally when I locked in. Yeah. I was like, here we go. But yeah, I remember, I thought Ginyu was like canon. Like, mm-hmm. He was like, he took his body. But no, that didn't happen. So it was weird seeing that.
I guess, yeah, let's talk a little, let's just drop Battle Gods talk for a bit. Let's just talk exclusively ROF for a minute.
Yeah.
I think that the pacing of this film was really good. It could have made, I mean, maybe we started like really dissecting it, you know, but I think overall for a 90 minute Dragon Ball film, because that is one thing it's suffering from versus like a Tree of Might or World's Strongest, especially a Dead Zone that's 40 minutes and several of the other films that are 40 minutes, which real quick, dude, Dragon Ball fans in the late 80s and 90s were eating Dotto because the thing is with Tree of Might that aired between episodes 54 and 55 again, while Dragon Ball was weekly. And then Slug airs between like 80 and 81. So 25 weeks after you went to the theaters and watched Tree of Might, you're like 6 months later, you're watching Lord Slug in theater 2 while getting a weekly anime.
It is weird to see those as actual movies though. Like they are so short and like so condensed. It's weird to think of it.
But
as
they're
movies.
Pretty.
They are. They
consistently
are.
Pretty. No they bad are. Frames in those films.
No.
We actually asked this in the reaction and someone maybe can chime in. Is the reason why, which I guess Broly, I'd have to rewatch Broly with like an eye for it like that, but I don't remember Broly having any really bad frames.
I can't think of anything.
Not anything like, there's probably some in-betweens where like the character's kind of like small.
That's not real.
But that's not the same.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything. I can't think of anything that jumps out. Obviously, that's not fair because it's been forever. But no, I can't think of anything.
So like the consistency of these 80s and 90s films
are
far better. At least so far.
CG. CG is the one exception. Like if they're in CG and Broly, it's like, okay. Like there's some weird holds on CG, like some longer scenes on CG.
Yeah, they still use CG so sparingly. There's probably more CG in this film than there was in Broly. Or maybe about the same.
I don't know.
There's not a lot of CG in Broly.
I mean, the CG here, I'd say it looks about the same quality as Broly, honestly. Here. But it's more noticeable in Broly. Because everything else looks a lot better than
I guess that's also true.
But yeah, going back to this, the pacing was good. Again, big complaint with Battle of Gods. The final battle, like the battles that we all care about, take up 35 minutes in this, around there. Because Goku versus Frieza starts with like 35 minutes to go. And that is after like 25 minutes of henchman battles.
Which were good.
And honestly, so I brought up the point of henchmen getting wins, and they do consistently went out over Frieza soldiers here. The big one that people didn't really like was Green Tracksuit Gohan, but again, I kind of think it might have been overhyped with a little bit with the anime interpretation where he gets absolutely, he's basically just a Minecraft beacon. Do you remember what he does in the show? So in this film, which I liked it a lot better, Goku's like, I need to lock on to something to instant transmission. And they all power up together. Admittedly, they could have made it a bigger focus, but they like all charge ki, Goku locks on, he teleports. In the show, Gohan's like the only one that can do it. And he goes all the way up to Super Saiyan 2 and he basically is just a ki beacon. He's like, and he's going all out. Goku teleports, and by the time he comes back, Gohan is like,
oh yes.
It's like he's just brain dead, like he's useless. And I don't know. I think that's more embarrassing because he gets so fucked up in the show. Like Gohan is really fucked up. But this one, it's like the only things that really stood out to me was he loses to Frieza, but sure. You know, he's not beating Frieza. He looks a little dorky in the green tracksuit, sure. The haircut, sure. But against the henchmen, he's definitely the best performer against the henchmen.
Yeah, which he should be.
But I'm saying, like, at least they didn't fuck that up. He's moving with efficiency. He's doing his thing. He one-shots the guy that, again, should that guy have been fucking Piccolo? Probably not. But he one-shots that guy. And then Frieza pretty much kills him in one blow, but then he gets Senzu Bean revived. But other than that...
Dude, the Senzu Beans, man.
They were fucking popping Dude, those.
Why things. Are we using those as key replenishers? Those should only be used when you're actually
those
like
are
on death, the brink of death.
Death door, yeah. Those are like, death's door.
Using those like a refresher, like get some fucking Gatorade or something,
Yeah, like
bro.
Fucking what are get we, some electrolytes in your system.
Yeah, what man. Are we... Why are we...
No, God, that really did piss both of us off because they're like, nice battle. First of all, they're fucking Frieza henchmen in the bad era. Frieza henchmen in the good era. We're losing to 3,000 BP Namekians. You can beat an army of these guys each, guys. Like, can we fucking lock in? Popping a Senzu Bean after that is like me going up and down the stairs and going, I need an NBA-sized gallon jug of fucking Gatorade, dude. That was a lot. All right, calm down, dude. But, yeah, so we're out. Thank God Gohan got his, or who got the last one? Oh, Goku on Death's Door later on in the film.
Oh, yes, yeah. Because they only had one left because everyone took one.
Because thank you, Jocko, for not eating yours. Jocko didn't eat his.
Jocko, yeah.
So that his was the one left over. They tried to get rid of it. Goku almost died. So that was annoying. But the battles themselves were good enough. They were all interesting. Kind of pissed on Yamcha fans a little bit because Tien literally goes, Yamcha and Tien were too weak for this battle, so I left them behind.
You mean Chiaotzu, you said Tien.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, Chiaotzu and Yamcha. Tien says that. And then Master Roshi comes flying in with Krillin. What the fuck kind of disrespect is this, man? Master Roshi is, like, useless. But, I mean, not in the film. In the film, he's killing Frieza. So, I mean, this is how you know they fell off. This is a massive fall-off moment, bro.
I mean, at least Krillin was there.
He was doing okay.
I really wanted to see him. He used a Destructo Disc to hit a cliff to try to, like, hit some of the henchmen, but it would have been really cool to see him use a scatter shot.
That would have been a lot cooler, yeah. I get it's Krillin. You want to have him do
Destructo Disc. You want to have the Destructo Disc.
But if it's not cutting somebody in half, do we really care? I mean,
Do you want to know the timeline placement on this? Fairly interesting. Film sure. takes place 6 to 10 months after the events of Battle of Gods in June of age 779, since just after Porn. Jesus. Pan is born. Frieza comes back to life and decides to train for a period of 4 months to achieve. I thought it was 6 months. It's 4 months to achieve a new evolution form.
I forgot that Pan was here in this movie.
Yeah.
Piccolo was kicking the crib.
Piccolo was kicking the crib. Terrible, terrible mishap on my.
Yeah. I don't know who's naming their daughter Porn.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I saw Pan. Not giving her the best shot.
It's because I saw Pan is born and my brain, like trying to read fast, just put that together. It's terrible, terrible, like, putting together of the first letter of the of one word and the last three of another.
Definitely not the first name on my list.
Serving as a sequel to Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods, it is placed between the chapters 517 and 518 of the manga. According to the Dragon Ball Quadruple S timeline, the film occur. What is that? Dragon Ball SSSS.
No idea.
Psycho Super Saiyan Secret Project.
I have no idea. The film occurs sometime around age 778, while Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 has it occurring in age 779.
Okay.
Xenoverse 2 as a referencing point for where the placement of something is happening. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So I do actually have the collector's edition, which Dotto pointed out. I meant to bring it over here to show it off. It's not like a crazy collector's edition. Like, it's just a fold out. And there's not...
Wow.
I don't even know why I'm even bringing up mentioning that. It is worth noting that the F is done by Maximum the Hormone, and that song is so sick. I love that song. The song is like...
Oh, is that the Frieza, Frieza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frieza. Dun, dun,
I mean, pretty
dun,
iconic.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, battles. Future Trunks, Super Saiyan, versus Frieza, Flashback. Mecha, and King Cold. Goku, Saiyan Beyond God, and Vegeta, Saiyan Beyond God, versus Whis. Gohan, Piccolo, Tien, Shan, Krillin, Master Roshi, and Jakko versus New Frieza Army. Piccolo versus Shisame. Gohan versus Shisame. Gohan versus Frieza.
Barely.
Are we really including that? Like, it's a... Anyway. Goku versus Final Form Frieza. Goku versus Vegeta. Super Saiyan Blue Goku versus Frieza. Golden Frieza. Then Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta versus Golden Frieza. And then Goku versus Frieza.
Technically.
Kind of. I would say the thing that has stuck with me... Oh, dude, the way... Is this... This is part of the... This is like an ROF thing. I've seen this a lot. It's this image of Goku...
Using instant transmission?
Yeah.
He never goes Super Saiyan in the movie.
No, he doesn't. And I was trying to remember that. I was like, wait, he stays base, doesn't he? He never... The only forms we see, which they're calling it Saiyan Beyond God, because I guess they've just trained that far now that their base states are just that strong. But... It is interesting that we only ever see them in their base states and their blue states.
Yes, the movie does do a lot wrong with this. And this is probably why it has such a bad rap, is because people just saw Super Saiyan God. And now, like, this is something they got way better at with the series.
Yes.
Because one of my biggest perks I give to Dragon Ball Super is they've somehow found a way to make every, like, Super Saiyan 1 was still cool. Super Saiyan 2 is the only one that kind of gets shafted. Super Saiyan 3 in the Tournament of Power was still treated really cool. I guess Super Saiyan 2 gets like Caulifla. So Super Saiyan 2 is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan God is still really cool. Super Saiyan Blue is still really cool. They keep the forms, even though they're lower powers, into the thing. It's still interesting. This movie literally creates the fear that you just saw God. Nobody uses that no more. It's blue time.
It's blue. Yeah.
And it's like, and that's it. It's base and blue. And then so naturally people are like, oh, fuck. Like, are we never going to see Super Saiyan again? Like.
And then on that same note, that's the whole new form, the true reveal to everyone, Super Saiyan Blue, this new form above Super Saiyan God. And the Goku transformation into blue was not that great.
It wasn't. And also, weird fucking time for the series to finally, like, this time, and I guess they wanted to give Frieza the props because they knew Vegeta was going to hit one later, but, like, Goku goes all out before Frieza. They literally discuss it, like, show me your power. I'll go first. It's like...
Yeah,
a weird time in a movie for somebody to go like,
yeah, like let me show you my new trick.
It was weird. But yes, they didn't really go all out. It does have the iconic, like, you know, the blue aura, like chipping away in blocks, which is cool. But it's not like there's no like insert song or nothing like super fancy.
I don't know. Yeah. In the end, it was really quick. We both agreed in film that Vegeta probably had the better one, but it's not. You're not fighting over too much here, right?
Yeah,
it's
I mean, Vegeta at least got a little bit of a lead up into it. Like, Frieza was talking shit, and then he, like, screams and does it. So
I do remember the Vegeta section being a little longer, and it was not. It was so short. Goku and Frieza fought genuinely, I think, for 30 minutes in the film. And then Vegeta, we have, you know, obviously Sorbet does his thing, shoots Goku, and Frieza gets a bit of a yap session. Vegeta comes down. And then from there to the end of Vegeta's segment is maybe 3 minutes at most.
Yeah. No, like, Vegeta, I mean, he does beat his ass, but for like,
I mean, yeah,
a couple seconds.
Ah, dude, Vegeta, being a Vegeta
also,
fan.
I think maybe just me, but I feel like they'd agree because I feel like Vegeta, maybe not. Maybe I need to watch the series again, Super, that is. I feel like Vegeta would be a little more, I would have expected Vegeta to do a lot more shit talking against Frieza. Lot more shit talking.
This is the person that literally destroyed the planet that he was supposed to rule. Like
a lot. Like he even like.
And this was his chance to get his true revenge. You're like.
I don't know. I'm not saying it wasn't for shit talk, but Frieza, like, jokingly is like, not jokingly, but he's like, if you kill Goku, I'll even make you supreme commander of the Frieza Force. He's like, and
he kind of chuckles. He's like,
he goes, I might really regret this now. But, which, again, I know it's him talking shit, but I don't know. I guess I just would expect Vegeta to be like, I'm going to really enjoy beating your ass. You suck. Or just some more like, some more on the nose, like making fun of him a ton, like a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But even at the end, I guess I would be more cool. What do you think about Frieza destroying the Earth? Did that like used to bug you? Does it bug you now?
Oh no, it used to. I don't necessarily care as much anymore. But yeah, I mean, finally in the movies, watching it, I remember thinking like, finally it's Vegeta's turn. And then I guess I should remember it was short. I don't remember it being so short. Of course, again, when it's your first time seeing something, things last a little longer because it's like your first time experiencing them, mm-hmm. as you talk about a lot.
I was gonna say,
and I remember being so pissed that was the story moment of like, let's have Goku learn a lesson of not being so confident or overconfident and, you know, not just finishing the job, but let's use Vegeta to do it. So let's rewind time. Vegeta technically more so Goku, but Vegeta wasn't able to finish Frieza in time, and it cost him his life and the entire planet.
Yeah. I guess my big thing,
and the Whis has to save the day.
Even though this does mildly annoy me, I the time rewind does, like, for just like tension reasons, does mildly annoy me existing. But the big thing here is, like, in terms of Vegeta's character, this was not a Vegeta fumbles moment. It's not like he ever, like, he kicks Frieza around, he weakens him, he gets him out of the form, and then he literally goes, I'm going to kill you now. Don't ever come back again. It's not like. But again, I think the reason I feel like Vegeta should shit talk more is it would have made the Earth getting destroyed feel more earned. Like if Vegeta was just laughing and like talking shit.
Yeah, Vegeta was very quiet through all of this.
Yeah, if he was just laughing, talking shit, like pointing and laughing and like beating the shit out of him and throwing him away and like having more of a show of it. Like Vegeta being more distracted.
He really was locked tame.
In. He was locked in. So it feels unearned that Frieza blows up the planet on Vegeta's watch. Like, again, vintage, like if he was laughing, if he was like literally just toying with him, no intent to kill, but he's literally about to kill him for good. And then Frieza does it. There is, and that's what makes it feel more stupid, is because after the time rewind, to me at least, Goku, I mean, for some reason, him yelling Frieza stops Frieza, but it should have taken a longer time for Goku to kill Frieza than for Vegeta and what he was already about to do anyway. He's in his face with Big Bang. Frieza's clenching his fist, about to do what he's about to do. And then Goku from 5 football fields this way has to jump in and save the day in a matter of time. It's like, but if Vegeta was like a football field away, like belly laughing and pointing and laughing or something, then it would be like, okay, like somebody needs to step in and finish it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is what Vegeta was doing. So it just kind of, I don't know, feels stupid.
Anything else you want to add?
No. I kind of do wish we like got to see Frieza laughing in space, maybe. That would have felt pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, right before he rewinds
like, right
it.
Before like, we Frieza rewind, like, if he was like, I've
done it. Yeah.
Like,
and then,
yes,
and then,
like a nice Frieza victory speech. That could have made it like more of a comedic moment.
I definitely think a lot of this film is I enjoyed it and I would watch it again, I think the execution in a lot of moments is questionable.
Yeah.
And so I can get a lot of people's complaints with this film.
I do get it.
Easily.
I do get it. And this is one, look, if you want to disagree and say Battle of Gods is better just because of the Allure stuff and the lack of active pissing people off, I would honestly get it. This is coming down to a meathead moment where just give me the fighting versus the 40-minute, how long was that fucking movie?
50-minute, like, lore dump.
50-minute fucking, like, how's everybody doing?
I think both of these films do suffer, both of them, genuinely, from the fact that they were trying to probably do a 90-minute feature film. They didn't want to go back to the 60-minute. And then they were like, shit, what do we do?
They were not
the
on
extra
their
30 minutes we have now. Like, what?
They were not on their best with that. I do think this film opened better, though. Like, in terms of a cinematic opening.
Truly. And I think we can probably both agree with this, but sometimes working under pressure and trying to fit things in a shorter period of time is actually better and probably makes your creative gears work a little more. So maybe if they weren't trying to fill out the full 90 and this, these were both 60 minute movies, I think they would both, I mean, not saying that the execution stuff would have been any better because it would have probably still played out the same way it was. But I think that you could have probably lore dumped and done a lot of things they did in Battle of Gods in half the time.
Probably. Yeah.
I really think so. Unless I'm like grotesquely overlooking something about Battle of Gods that they told us, because the other thing too is what you've said, we're watching these back with all the new knowledge versus our first time. It was all completely new, but now we know so much past this. We already know this. Like,
yeah,
you've said many times, Battle of Gods did such a good job introducing Beerus and Whis that they feel like just such standardized characters in the Dragon Ball sphere. Whereas here, this was our true introduction to them. So maybe I'm taking some of the stuff they were telling us for granted, but for the most part, I think that you shorten these by 30 and we might walk away enjoying both of them a little bit more.
Yeah. I just don't think that's an option they had. Cause like,
yeah, they were probably trying to make
minute. Like nobody's watching a 60 minute
yeah,
movie.
They want to get you in theater and it needs to at least be 90 minutes.
But yes, both of these movies, I think ROF had it a little more figured out than, or at least in the Dragon Ball format, a little more figured out than Battle of Gods. But,
So,
comparatively to them, like Broly and Superhero blow them out of the water. I think they definitely have a better handle of how they want to do it now. Cause like one thing with Battle of Gods and honestly ROF is like, if you think about them in your mind, it is almost like one setting for the entire film. ROF throws a few of them at you during that mountain,
the henchman sequence,
thankfully, but like Battle of Gods is literally like
right there,
bingo party.
Outside the Capsule Corp building.
Beerus playing it, bingo party. You will not destroy my bingo party. It's like, damn, dude. It's like, this shit is obnoxious.
So on this podcast, we do rate everything that we watch on a 1 to 10 scale. To give you guys an idea, we gave Battle of Gods. Dotto gave it a 5. I gave it a 6. Is there anything else you want to add before we give a rating to Resurrection F, Dotto? I don't think there's anything I really want to add. I just want to say that I did enjoy my time with this film, and I was never like, is it almost done? I guess so. So I think I know what I want to give this. I'm not glazing this too much. I'll definitely say that before I say my number.
I may be glazing it too much.
I think I'm going to land right where I feel like I would want to be with it.
Okay.
This is also very much so a product of the here and now. Too.
Not me. I wish I could give it something else, but I can't, so I won't. And
are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 7.
6.
Okay.
I'm coming up one, but realistically, totally honest, if I was a lame bitch, it'd probably be like a 5.5. But no. I guess it's got to be a point above. I don't know. It has more, and this may be literally like it. My confidence on this might literally just have to come down to Roshi over Yamcha. Like if it was a character I more appreciate with maybe an additional like couple scenes, then maybe I'd be confident enough to be like, yeah, it's a 6. But the fact that it's, and again, the pissing me off, it's like Gohan being like super weak, Piccolo being like, feels like super weak, Roshi being like really strong.
I think those are definitely choices that are very interesting. I also think that you accomplish the transformation in a much cooler way. Cause like, it's just it feels like it should have been such a more like important moment.
Yes.
I think that some of the things too, and maybe this is a very much a Dragon Ball trope, so it is what it is, but it would also have been cool to have Frieza go golden first and then maybe Goku can't keep up in base. And so it's like a cool moment of like catch fist. And then all of a sudden, like he starts charging up and he charges up into God. Then he charges up into Blue, kind of the thing that they did for Blue and DBS Broly, where he's going from God to Blue. It's like a really cool transformation scene. And then on top of that, I personally, and this is a bias, which we're all going to have biases. I think I would have enjoyed it more if Vegeta had just finished the job. There was no Whis rewind, period. Vegeta just finished the job.
I think it would be.
And it was more evenly split between the two characters. And Vegeta felt a little out of character through majority of this film.
Yeah, I just, But on a tier list, I think these films would be in the exact same tier for me. That's also what I'm talking about. Like, I don't think.
In our tier list, really quick before we wrap this up, let's take one last little look at our tier list and see if we think we would have these. If we put them the way we think, like, where do you think we had these? I know we just actually looked at this the other day, but I can't really remember what it was.
It was like C or something. I don't remember.
now that we've watched them both, so based on our ratings, we are both saying that we, as in terms of entertainment, yes, enjoyment factor, yes, we enjoyed this more than Battle of the Gods.
Yes, I would say that's the official Key Moments opinion.
So let's take a look. This is our live reveal to where we placed these. We put ROF over Battle of the Gods.
That's exactly, I mean, they might both get a little lower than that, though, hopefully. Like, hopefully these are C-tier movies.
I think out of respect to these films, I think I would still want to leave them in B. But let's see. So right now, for the audio listeners, in B, we put, I won't read everything off, but in B, we put Resurrection F, Battle of the Gods, and then below Battle of the Gods, we put BoJack, Tree of Might, History of Trunks, that's Super not, Android 13, and Bardock.
That's
and
I can, not true. Trunks is beating both of these easy.
Yeah, I can tell you 100% certainty, I enjoy Tree of Might.
Tree of Might's over those two.
More than these two.
So already, with the movies that we have been able to watch, World's Strongest, completely wrong. Trunks and Bardock, both completely wrong. But we haven't watched those, though.
I
don't need to. I promise you, they're over Battle of Gods and Resurrection F. World's Strongest, wrong. Trunks, Bardock, wrong. Tree of Might, wrong. But I'll forgive us on that one because B seems what I would have thought about, right? But that's higher than Resurrection F. B, honestly, you're saying they're staying in B out of respect. I don't think I got enough respect left in me for them. I get what you mean by respect, and they are more important films. But in terms of that, and what we set the rules were, looking at it, I'm not picking movies off respect. So their ass might be going down to C on my personal list.
Ooh.
And Tree of Might, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may on that one. But
yeah, I guess, you know, and to each their own, 100%. And I know there's a lot of people that aren't on the same page with us and don't love Broly the way we love Broly. And so it truly is a to each their own. I just guess I don't, even the lore heads, I don't even know what they see about Battle of Gods they love that much.
I don't either. But the thing is, I know we're both actually genuine on this. And we'll never be able, because we've done a lot of jokes, but I genuinely don't get it. Like, I can't understand it at all.
Maybe, I mean, you know, I don't know. But I think, last thing I'll say about this is I think what is cool about Dragon Ball as a franchise with the characters is that a lot of people, and this is with almost any franchise, a lot of people get different experiences out of the same things. And I think this is maybe one of those. Like, I know some of you guys absolutely love Battle of Gods, and I respect that. And you're like, I can't see how you meatheads put DBS Broly. It's just a bunch of fighting. And it's not, but you know, it's a to each their own situation. So you guys can be over there on that side and we can be over here on this side. And it's totally fine.
Speaking of, one more thing, just finding the good in anything. Surely we can all admit that. Can you pull up, did you close it? Close it?
No.
The best poster for any of these. I love the ROF poster. It's kind of like the floating heads thing. If you pull up ROF poster, if you just Google that, like, it's on that tier list. The golden Frieza with like Goku and Vegeta behind him is so sick. Like, that is one of the coolest posters, I think. Like, it's got the floating head thing. I get that. But like, it's like the Goku, Vegeta, and the Frieza I really, really like.
No, I do like that. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I do like that poster quite a lot.
Like,
I think
the Broly one is kind of whatever to me. Like, it's okay.
I think at a glance up there, the one I really, really like is probably that cooler one right there with that cooler one or this Broly one. I really wanted this Broly one because
those both look like Dokkan cards. So I see why you like them.
Like, I don't actually like Dokkan art that much though.
Come on, man. Those look like Dokkan. Like, Dokkan art's
just,
more the
just okay.
More the cooler revenge, I guess. And I'm just talking about in terms of character framing.
Well, I like
the Broly one more than the Goku one.
I like Dokkan art, but like in terms of if I'm scaling it versus other Dragon Ball art, Dokkan art is probably pretty low. It's also hard to appreciate Dokkan art because it's so pixelated. It's like so pixelated. It's really hard to appreciate some of it. But anyways, that's been Key Moments, the Resurrection F special. Which one was better? Let us know down below. I'm curious what you guys think. You now know in very long depth detail which one we think is better. And if you want to hear an extended version of this podcast, you can become a Key Member. You can see our reactions, Key Member, tons of stuff available over on patreon.com/keymoments or just clicking the join button on YouTube. Thank you guys. If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, leave us a rating. It helps the podcast out. We appreciate you guys so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.